In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed, this day, Thursday, the 27th of June, 2019. The Church celebrates today the Feast of Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who made the Bishop Saint Cyril of Alexandria an invincible champion of the divine motherhood of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who believe she is truly the Mother of God may be saved through the incarnation of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verses 1 to 12, and verses 15 to 16. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 to 29. I read from the Gospel. It is not anyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. When the day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, work many miracles in your name? Then I shall tell them to their faces, I have never known you. Away from me, all you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on rock. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew and hurled themselves against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid man who built his house on sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew and struck that house, and it fell, and what it fall it had. Jesus had now finished what he wanted to say, and his teaching made a deep impression on the people, because he taught them with authority, unlike their own scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be a surprise to yourself and to others on the last day. Do not be a surprise to yourself and to others on the last day. Beloved, have you ever thought or tried to imagine how the last judgment scene would look like? Not so much about the horror of it, but the surprises that will come with it. That many whom while on earth we thought were candidates for heaven, we will be shocked and surprised not to find them there. And many whom while on earth we thought were ready wood for hellfire, we will be shocked and surprised to see them in heaven, perhaps doing the gate service and opening heaven's gate for us, or showing us the way to hell, we who thought were holier than they. When we think of all this, then Jesus' words in today's Gospel make much sense when he says, It is not anyone who says, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. Beloved, no one of us can measure holiness, only God. So do not judge a book by its cover. By saying not anyone who says, Lord, Lord, can enter heaven, Jesus means to say there are some, in fact many, who only offer him lip service by calling his name, yet their hearts are far, very, very far away from him. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13. There are many Christians who call God's name. Many Christians who go to church on Sundays. Many Christians who have special or reserved seats. Many Christians who give lots of alms and tithes, yet at night, those very Christians are something else. In their privacy, they are something else. Many Christians call God's name. We see them in church groups. They carry the church on their head, yet their lives and actions out of church are nothing to write home about. God's good people, do not be a surprise to yourselves and to others on Judgment Day who look forward to seeing you in heaven but may not find you because you were involved in extra ecclesia or extra Christian affairs that will disqualify you. It is not enough to call God's name, Lord, 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 Lord. More importantly, do what that Lord whose name you call tells you. For this reason, the bishops of Cameroon, meeting at the National Episcopal Conference in Yaoundé, published on the 4th of May 2019 a document entitled Freemasonry, Rosicrucianism and Witchcraft. The document is in both French and English languages. Our bishops express and lament how many seemingly good Christians belong to these secret and evil sects, acts and practices. Some of them even occupying posts of responsibility in our churches. And because of the money they offer, just how many other Christians, even priests and religious, associate with them for the money they can get and so fail to denounce such acts. After all, who bites a finger that feeds him? These practices are incompatible with our Christian ethic, and for those who belong or associate, if they do not desist, they may be surprised to see that it will not be enough to have called the Lord's name. Beloved, do not end at calling God's name. Do not end at listening to meditations. Do God's will. Do what that Lord whom you call tells you. Do not surprise yourself and others when, despite all your pious acts on earth, they fail to see you in heaven and you too fail to see yourself there. But our God is love and forgiving. He desires not the death of the wicked, but that he change his ways and live. Change now. This is the time, now that you have life. Quit now. Evil does not pay and will never pay. The devil can never be your friend. No matter what he gives you, the devil gives nothing for free. Behind every gift that the devil gives, there is a hidden price tag. I tell you, you will pay with your life. If not here, you will pay in hellfire. Beloved, free yourself from the clutches of the devil. It is not enough to say, Lord, Lord. It is not enough to go to church. It is not enough to listen to the meditations. Do what God tells you to do. Quit friendship with the devil. Stop dining with the devil from the same dish. And if you do what God tells you and keep his word, after calling him Lord, Lord, he will tell you, well done, good and faithful servant. Come into that home that has been prepared for you. We pray and beg that this will be our lot when our earthly life is ended. Amen. Catholic meditation with me, Father Blessed. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.